Dylan Alcott is a sporting superstar. He's a Paralympic gold medalist in tennis and basketball. He won the quad wheelchair singles title at the Australian Open, French Open and Wimbledon this year. He's also a radio and TV host, and he's now throwing his weight behind a program called Sport for All. It'll be trialled across Australia. It's aimed at boosting the participation of people with disabilities in community sport clubs and schools. He joined me earlier. Dylan Alcott, welcome to AM.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Really appreciate it.
Sport was your salvation. How?
Yeah, it really was. I was born with my disability, and at my early teenage years, I actually hated having a disability. It was really tough for me, and one thing I struggled with the most was my brother started playing football, AFL, and I remember I went down and wanted to get involved, and I had to sit there and watch. And the club that he was at didn't really have any way to integrate anybody with a disability. And I found that really hard. And I was so lucky that I had really strong parents who advocated for me to get involved. And without that, I probably wouldn't have found sport. And if I didn't find sport, I can assure you, you and I would not be speaking today.
All right. Well, tell us now about Sport for All. What will that do?
Yeah, so it's a partnership between the Australian government, Sport Australia, and a company I founded called Get Skilled Access. So we're going to go around Australia and educate not only schools but sporting clubs about how to integrate people with a disability. So there's a misconception, I think, when you want to play wheelchair tennis that you need to go to a wheelchair tennis program, for example. But there's no reason why I could not play tennis against you, or someone with an intellectual disability couldn't get involved in a football club. You know, they might not be able to play at the highest level, but there are ways that you can get involved. And I think there is not only a misconception, but maybe a timidness to sometimes help people with a disability get involved. So it's really great that we have now this educational program where we can go out to metro and regional places and show them how easy it is to, you know, integrate and include people with a disability into their programs. Because let's be honest, Australians bloody love sport.
All right. What does success look like for this to not just be a trial, for this to be a permanent thing?
We're not talking about making people Paralympians, you know what I mean? Maybe they will be. But it's all about just getting out there and having a crack, whether it's competing or in administration roles or coaching roles or whatever it is. One of our consultants, so every single person that works at Get Skilled Access has some form of disability or relationship to disability, and everybody's got a different desire. So one of our consultants is a young man called Xander who has an intellectual disability. And you know what he wants to get out of the program? He wants to teach other people like him how to play football. That's his goal. We want to look back after this 18 months and go, we really helped people and gave them the right to get out there and compete and have a crack at playing sport in this country. But also empower the able-bodied world to go, you know what? I'm comfortable about this. I want to get people involved. And I mean, hearing those stories is everything for us.
People with a disability will lead this program at every stage.
Exactly right, 100%. So every single one of our associates and consultants, as we said, has some form of disability, whether it's physical or non-physical. They've come up with the program. They're going to deliver the program. They're the ones who are going to be out there doing everything, which is awesome, because if you want to speak about somebody at a table, they need a seat at that table. You know, for too long, people with a disability have been spoken on behalf of. There's no reason why we can't speak for ourselves.
What's your message to schools and perhaps sporting organisations that have been focused on able-bodied sports?
Oh, my message is don't overcomplicate the process when you're trying to get someone with a disability involved. I think some people freak out, like they're going to offend or they're going to do something wrong. Maybe you will do something wrong, but who cares? You know what I mean? And the other biggest bit of advice is if you want to find out something about your able-bodied coworker or your able-bodied student, what do? You ask them a question. When they have a disability, people feel like you can't ask questions. You know, 100% you can. It's a lot easier than you think.
All right. While you're here, I want to ask you, there's been some absolutely horrible evidence before the Disability Royal Commission. What do you hope happens as a result of this process?
Oh, I mean, every day I go on Twitter and I search the hashtag and you hear the stories, it's just pretty disgusting, isn't it? I think there needs to be big reform, but the biggest way to get reform, I think, is to bring it out into the public eye. And, you know, to everybody that were the ambassadors to get this going, like Jordan Steele-John and things like that, big ups to you, because really, I keep seeing these messages of people with a disability that really need high-level care. You know, I'm one of the extremely lucky ones who lives an incredible life, and I would not change the fact that I have a disability, even if you paid me. I absolutely love it. But I appreciate, for other people with a disability, they don't have that opportunity, the opportunities that I have, but also they're getting discriminated against and sometimes abused. And that breaks my heart. And I think it's such a great opportunity to bring these stories to light so the people that are, you know, doing the damage can see how not only bad it is, but they get brought to justice, but also hopefully it stops as a result. And I promise you, if you're out there with a disability struggling, it will get better because they deserve the right for it to get better.
Dylan Alcott, thank you.
Thank you so much. And can I come back? I love talking to you. Beautiful. Thank you.
That's Paralympic gold medalist Dylan Alcott.